Amen. And we decree and declare, Father God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare peace even before your people this day, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, divine provisions even before your people this day, Father God. We decree and declare divine clarity, Father God, concerning situations even hit your people and even now, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day of prosperity. We decree and declare that this day will be a day of divine connection. We decree and declare that this day will be a day of angelic visitation. We decree and declare that this day we are truly the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare that this day that the Lord's hand of mercy shall begin to be shewed to us. O prophetess Naomi and Bethany, let's open up the prayer line and begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
Thank you. Father God, we bless you, Lord God, for your power and your presence that's available to us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your power is present to heal even now. We thank you, Lord, that your power is present to provide and to bring provision and to expand our borders. We thank you, Lord, that your power is present, Lord God, to enlarge our territory. We thank you, Lord, that your power is present to bring deliverance, Lord God. And Father God, we give you the glory that your power abides even in us, even now. We thank you for the glory of God that's being revealed, Lord God. And even as the power rested upon Samson so powerfully, Lord God, the power of God even rests upon us, Lord God. And even as Samson devoured his enemies, we devour the hand of the enemy even now. We devour the hand of darkness right now. We devour, Lord God, every work of witchcraft. We devour, Lord God, every witch and every warlock. Lord God, we reroute every negative prayer prayed against your people, every spirit of terrorism and sickness and disease. We reroute it in the name of Jesus and send it back to the center and the 100-fold return, Lord God, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord God, because we abide in the secret place of the Most High God, and we abide in the tabernacle of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, and you're our fortress, and you're our God. In you we trust, and we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against Prophetess Cynthia Dawson shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that every negative prayer prayed against her is reversed. We thank you, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, Lord, that healing is her portion in this season. Deliverance is her portion in this season. Lord God, your word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish, Lord God. It shall bring forth great and mighty fruit in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for our Archbishop and our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We undergird them and we strengthen them and we stand with them, Lord God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. And we bless every seeker, every prayer warrior, every caller, Lord God, everyone that submitted a prayer request, we lift up every prayer request even now, and we call every need met, every bill paid, everybody healed, Lord God, every addict delivered by your power. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, far we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, for this privilege and the opportunity we can come to you, Lord Jesus, with praise, adoration, and thanksgiving and worship. We thank you for the blood, Father, that is applied to our hearts. We thank you for the blood that is covering our families. We thank you for the blood that is covering our lives. We thank you, Father, that in your presence, my God, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, my God, there are pleasures forevermore. And we thank you, Father, that we know, like, Father, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. We decree the liberty of your Holy Spirit on this land. We decree the liberty of your healing virtue that will flow, my God, in a supernatural and a creative and miraculous way, Father. Confirming your word with signs, wonders, and diverse miracles, and gift by the Holy Ghost according to your divine will and purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father. We decree life, my God. We decree creative miracles of a brand new heart. In the name of Jesus, we call it forth, my God. Those things which be not as though they were, my God. Life, life in abundance, my God, because you are the giver of life. You are Jehovah Ra. And we thank you, Father, for sending forth your angel, even my God, your angel Raphael over the medication, Father, and that your medication will flow in a supernatural way. In every vein, every cell, every tissue, every organ in her body, my God, we speak life and revival in our heart in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the life restored, my God. We thank you because we know, Father, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you for the joy that is now here. We thank you, Father, for your joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you for our spiritual leaders, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you're unctionizing with your anointing, Father, of the latter rain. In the name of Jesus, the rain, the former rain, the latter rain, and the house, my God, even Zoe House, the prophetic order of my life, and even, Lord, under the company of prophets, my God, the families that you're touching, my God, you're healing, that you're bringing divine restoration, because you are the restorer of the breach. We give you thanks again for the anointing that flows, my God, healing the broken and hearted, my God. Open the prison, those who do them that are bound, see them being set free, because the Lord Jesus, you came to liberate, my God, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. We give you the glory and the praise for your blood covering and your angels on a mighty assignment, Father. Lord, take in charge over every situation, every circumstance, and bring divine victory, because victory is in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, where every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to us. Thank you, God, for this prayer line. And we offer up the praise and thanksgiving, God, to you for the vision of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. And we say thank you. And God, I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to us, God. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that teaches us how to pray when we don't know what to pray. Thank you for the utterance of the Holy Ghost. And God, I thank you for your mercy which endures forever. And thank you for each and every prophet on the line and each and every prophet listening on the line. And God, bless your people in a mighty way. Cover them, God, cover them. Those who are sick and shut in, cover them. We pray a special prayer for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, praying that you would heal her body, God. God, that you would heal her body. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and touch the members of her family also, and give them peace in their minds and in their hearts. And God, we say a special prayer for the prophets, the company of prophets known as POEM. Bless them. We don't know who else might be suffering with illness, hurting, or whatever they might be going through. Bless them, God. Bless them. Bless your elderly people, God, the elderly prophets, all of them. And thank you, God, for the company of prophets. And God, I also ask you to bless people all over this earth, God. People are suffering and hurting, but we know that you have everything in control, God. You are in control. You are the sovereign, mighty God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. We love you, Lord. And I thank you even for my family. And I thank you for prosperity. And I thank you for healing us, God, just for healing. Thank you for healing my own body. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for another midnight prayer. God, Lord, we thank you for the consistency, Lord, and our commitment to each other, Lord, to raising up your name together, Father. We thank you for what it is doing in each of our families' lives. Lord, we thank you for what it is doing in our personal beings, Lord. We thank you for the new established level of discipline, Lord, that comes over us all, Lord, as community, Father. Lord, let us continue to take that discipline into other areas of our lives, Lord. Our physical health, Lord, our eating, our exercise, Father, our spiritual health, Lord, our study, our prayer, our meditation, our fasting, Father, our workplace, our career-wise, Lord, our practice, our skills, the building of skills, Lord. Just speak a whole level of discipline, the type of discipline that brings joy, that brings more freedom, that brings more time, that brings more prosperity, that brings more money, Lord. We just speak that word of discipline, that spirit of discipline over our lives. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, and we thank you for the vision that has been created around this time of gathering here, Father. So just continue to have your hand in it, Father, and grow it, Father. Show the world what it is like for our body here to pray and to move things into existence, Father. And we thank you for the mentality of being able to pray and be able to prophesy and speak things into existence, even though they may not be in a physical realm just yet. But Lord, as we speak them into existence, Lord, let them show up for us, Father. We thank you for the foundation that has been laid in globalizing the prophetic through the Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, Lord, and his studies, Father. Lord, continue to bless him, Lord, mightily, and continue to give him as much rest as he needs and as much resources and service and volunteerism and assistance, Lord, as he needs to continue to globalize the prophetic with the body of Christ, Father. And we just thank you for this presence, Father, that is just above us, Father. This presence of favor, this presence of grace, Lord, let us always be in wisdom as we use it, Lord, and let us glorify you in everything that we do in the name of Jesus. We pray. We thank you for all of those who are ill, Father, Lord. Let them be healed, Father. We thank you for, Lord, all of your servants, Father. Let them be in peace, Father, in the name of amen. Jesus, we pray.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh God. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. And Father God, our loving Savior, God, the light of this new day, may your sunshine, God, shine upon our presence, God, and shine upon our souls, God. And Father God, we want to thank you for dispelling any darkness from our minds and wills, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for opportunity of this new day, oh God. God, thank you, God, that may our task be done with diligence, God, and all our duties and responsibilities be granted with joy, God, and greeted with joy, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for safety through the night, for giving us the safety through the night into your marvelous new day that you have made, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. The bottom of the soles of our feet, those who are in need of healing, God. And God, we thank you for giving us confidence, God. And I decree and declare, God, that riches, success will continue to come our way, God. I decree and declare, God, of relationships healing will take place right here, right now, this day, God. And Father God, we thank you, God. And we thank you, God, for those who don't know you, God, to help them to repent their sins and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our family, and all the loved ones around us, oh God. We thank you and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And God, thank you, God, that those who form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Jesus. In your mighty, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would continue to have your way in our lives, the lives of our leaders and the lives of our community, Lord God, and the lives of our homes. But I just pray that you would just have your way. And I just give you thanks, Lord God, for always being a step ahead of us, Lord God, for making a way out of no way, for increasing us, Lord God, and continuing to just show yourself in a mighty way. Lord, continue to have your way in our lives. We thank you. And we honor you, and we're so grateful. We indebted, Lord God, in your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the hedge of protection that you have over us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. And Lord God, we also thank you for the things that you're doing, Lord God, in our financial lives. We thank you for the newness that you're bringing about, Father God. We thank you for it is you that gives us the ability to profit, Father God. It is you that allows us to walk into the marketplace and to buy without purchase. And Father God, we just thank you for the covering and the protection that you have over us, Father God. We thank you for hiding us under your wing. And we thank you, Father God, for the healing balm that you have over the hearts of those who are grieving, for those who are hurt in pain, Father God. We ask that you cover them in your unconditional love, Father God, and let those know that there is much more that they have to offer to this world and to this kingdom, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're bringing forth in this time, Father God. We thank you for touching the hearts of those people and turning them back to you, Father God, for you said that my people shall turn away from their wicked ways, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you're bringing forth in this season. We just thank you for the healing. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the supernatural things that you're bringing forth in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Evelyn. Prophetess Evelyn. Prophetess Terry.
Yes, and yes. Father God, thank you for this opportunity again to come together in agreement in prayer, Father God. And thank you for community, Lord. Thank you for your insight and wisdom. Thank you for your favor and direction, Lord God. And thank you for even in advance for testimonies and breakthroughs, Lord God, that already are occurring and that will occur, Father God, because we know that your plans for us are for good and not for evil. Thank you for your plans, that your plans for us are to prosper, even as our soul prospers, Lord God. So I just thank you even in advance for the breakthroughs and testimonies that are coming, Lord. Thank you for your word that we have to stand on, Lord God. Your word that is true and does not fall to the ground. Continue to have your angels of protection around each one of us, Lord God. And I agree for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Lord God, decree and declare her strength and healing to her body, Lord God. And any others who may be ill in some way, Lord God. And even emotionally, Lord, just strengthen each one of us and who may be discouraged or any different things going through, Lord God. Thank you for encouragement, Lord God. Thank you for strength and that we have you to look to, Lord God, for victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God, because we know that your word says that where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of it. Father God, we thank you for being in the midst of this prayer line even now, Father God. We want to lift up even our leaders, Father God, each and every leader. We want to lift up all of our pastors and all of our bishops. We want to lift up even all of our reverends, Father God, even all of our ministers, all of our deacons and deaconesses, Father God. We want to lift up even all of the poem members, Father God, even the poem seekers, Father God. We want to lift up each and every classmaster, Father God, each and every temple guard, Father God. And I want to lift up all the temple seekers, temple seers as well, Father God. I want to thank you even now for your divine hedge of protection that you have over our lives, Father God, and over the callings, Father God, that we have over our lives, Father God. I want to plead the blood of Jesus even now, Father God, even all over those that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to lift up the Dawson family, Father God. I want to ask, Father God, that you continue to bless them, Father God, and just continue to shoot peace, Father God, and healing even to them, Father God, during this time. I want to thank you even now, Father God, and I want to lift up even those that have submitted all of their prayers and supplications. I want to lift up each and every prayer request unto you, Father God, for your word says, ask and it shall be given, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving unto us, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for our elderly, Father God. I want to thank you for granting them healing, Father God, and even restoring their mind and giving back unto them that which the cankerworm has taken, Father. I want to thank you for touching our children, even in these summer months, Father God. And even as the school year approaches, Father God, I want to thank you for keeping their minds, Father God. And Father God, I want to thank you for making the crooked path straight. Father God, I want to thank you for touching specifically our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to do your work and do your will, Father God, even now. And I want to plead the blood of Jesus, amen. Father God, even over those that are widowed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. Father, we thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, bless us as we come and as we go, Father God. And lift up the Dawson family and the household even now, Father God. Father God, touch your servant even now, Father God. Father God, touch her mind and her spirit even now, Father God. Lift up her family and keep them in prayer even now, Father God, as they come and as they go, Father God. Father God, comfort them even now. We thank you for life. We thank you for peace and love even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to blow in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, allow your order to remain and sustain even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you with openness just to say thank you for all the things you continue to do our lives, God. Father God, I ask that you hear our cries and hear our prayers on this midnight prayer call. Father God, we ask that you listen to each one of our words and let our words be sweet and pleasant to your ears, God. Father God, I ask that you move in a mighty and a special way, God. Father God, I lift up Prophetess Cynthia Dawson that all things will be well, God. Send a supernatural healing, God. We thank you, God, for the healing. We thank you, God, for all the things you're doing in our lives. We thank you, God, that you have given us the joy of the Lord that is our strength. We thank you, God, for your guidance and for your presence, God. We thank you, God, that when we are weak, we are strong, God. We thank you, God, that when we are sick, we are healed. And, Father God, you get all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And, Father God, I thank you that as your words say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise should continue to be in my heart. And as 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. And I thank you, Father God, that even as we come before your throne of grace right now, I pray for this city, our cities, God. I pray for our nation. I pray for a miracle right now. And I ask you, God, that we come before your throne of grace humbly, asking you to begin to heal our nation, God. Heal America right now in the name of you. And we thank you, Father God, for Jehovah, hallelujah, Shalom, the God of peace. Lord, let the spirit of peace begin to prevail all over the land. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to tone down violence right now in the name of Jesus, even gun violence right now. Hallelujah, black on black crime, God, in the name of Jesus. God, begin to stop and hallelujah and cancel out gang activity right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you right now that you're beginning to touch our African-American young men and you're turning their feet toward education, God, and empowerment, Lord, setting right mentorships and right fathers in their life, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're blessing every household right now. Bring your divine protection upon your people right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare healing and restoration to homes and unity, prosperity, love, joy, hallelujah, peace and happiness right now. Help and success, God. Let it flow in their homes right now, from home to home right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for Prophet Cynthia Dawson, and I stand on Jeremiah 17 and 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And I thank you, Father God, that you are healing her right now. By your stripes, she's already healed. I plead the blood of Jesus over her family right now. Give them the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto them. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for every single woman right now that you begin to send her a godly mate, Lord, even myself, God. And I stand on Proverbs 18 and 22. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and attaineth favor of the Lord. And God, I decree that promise over every single woman right now in the name of Jesus. Send them a godly husband, God. One that will father, hallelujah, even in ministry, God. One that will be a giver, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And that will be their best friend, God. In the name of you, I pray for that, God. I thank you right now for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Cover their family right now. And I thank you for Zoe ministry as a whole, God. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour that you've given us all power to attain wealth, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that as we begin to give in this season, it shall be given unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over, and you shall cause men to give unto our bosom. I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, Father God, that you are causing right now, hallelujah, a turnaround in loved ones' situation and legal issues, God. Cause favor and turn around and in breakthrough and victory, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We come against every generational curse, and we call it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that even in this hour, Father God, that you will cancel generational curses right now. You will cancel premature death, Lord. Protect and shield even accidents. We come against it right now by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen us, God. We claim victory and we command breakthrough and victory right now in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. All right, people of God, I want to thank you again for coming on this midnight prayer call. And we know that breakthrough and miracle is our portion. Amen. Is there any announcements from any other company or prophet?
Yes, yes. I want to invite the people of God to come and join us later on today for our Pop Life radio show for a checkup from the neck up with our very own prophetess Cheryl Clark. And she will be having other hosts with her. So come and join us tomorrow from 12 noon to 1. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Also, join us back here at 9 a.m. in the morning. Join us back here. We will be here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, and our leading lady and the company of prophets. So join us back here. If there's no more announcements, oh,
Check your email. We are back in that season, that success season, and I'm already seeing it firsthand with things already coming off of my credit, the law of abundance. So definitely check your email. Get your $80.18 safety so you know how to move in this season. I don't know what other ministry gives you dates and tell you how to move in this season, but this is one that is here. So stay connected and check your email and join. And also, if you have not joined the Book of the Month, you want to get involved in that. Start making sure and all donations that you do, it all goes towards the Book of the Month. So we're going to say goodnight and God bless, and we'll see you back here at 11:55 p.m. Amen.
God bless.
Good night.